頼むのよ私と理想の喧嘩計画分かってほしくて悲しい時には誰かの力を借りなくちゃ謝りたくない誰にも見せない私と理想。
After the 6-year legal expiry date, according to Reuters, the court did not look at the evidence supporting either assertions of either side. It only decided the legal point of nuisance. So, there you go. If you want to kill somebody, just make it impossible for them to bring cases until they get there. So that's what's going on. Wonderful UK court system helping out the little guy, as usual. Speaking of the little guy, a boy aged 8 survived 2 days in Michigan. On the roof, so we're going to the fourth floor, making our way. I launched into Calm as I got out the elevator, so shout out to those in Calm, including Claudio M and LCD and Largo Rob. Sorry, I can't see the screen, so I'm going off memory. I saw your post on B-Board. Usually it's, you know, 10 or 20 minute sets on open mic time, and you just post in Calm, hey, I'd like to go next, and then usually people do take off whenever they can, or after, you know, 10 or 20 minutes, but good luck, buddy. I hope you get to try it out again. Oh, we're almost there. I'm a little late today, as you know. It's August 14th, 2023, and it's 19:10 UTC, so I'm behind. Well, I'm behind, you see, because this is kind of funny, but silly. So after lunch, I went and got some milk, a little carton of milk, some cookies, and I sat down and was eating my cookies. Mm-hmm, delicioso. And then I was sitting there, and I had my feet propped up, and I started working. And then it was like 18:55, and I hopped up, I jumped up, but my feet, you see, had fallen asleep, so I immediately fell back into my chair. And so I waited around till 1900 to get out of my chair again, because you gotta be careful. You know, I didn't want to wander around with sleep feet, you know, hurt myself. But anyway, shout out to those in common where I can see again. So LCD, Junior Sharp, Ratsu, Largo Rob. There we go. Boom. We got everybody. Hello. So we got a little bit of news today. It's not as bad of death and destruction as other Mondays, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. I won't go over the death count in Hawaii again today. That's kind of common news right now, and it's also evolving, so it's kind of like, since it keeps changing, it's like, I don't want to talk about it every day, because it's not like there's anything new. The place burned down, and now they're just digging out the bodies. It's kind of like when the fertilizer blew up in in that port.
All right, well, let's go through it. Bam, 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 bookmarks, bookmarks menu. August 14th.
All right, so there's unrest in the world. Oh my gosh, I gotta get my energy back. Yesterday, I slept like all day. Like I woke up at 9 and I ate something and then I went back to sleep until 2. And then I watched YouTube videos for an hour and then went back to sleep until like 9 o'clock. All right, let's get our energy up. Pow, pow, pow. Authorities in Ethiopia are carrying out mass arrests of hundreds, even thousands of people in the capital after deadly unrest in the Amhara region. Ethiopia's cabinet declared a state of emergency earlier this month after local militia fighters known as FANO, F-A-N-O, seized control of several major towns, which the military has since retaken by force. The FANO... Oh, that's nice. Sorry, I saw a car coming in the outdoor. I was like, oh no. Ethiopia's parliament is to vote Monday on giving formal approval to extraordinary measures which allow authorities to arrest suspects without a warrant, conduct searches, and impose curfews. Under the previous state of emergency imposed during the Tigray conflict, tens of thousands of ethnic Tigrayans were rounded up across the country. This time, there's been widespread arrest of civilians who are ethnic Amhara origin, the state-appointed Ethiopian Human Rights Commission said Monday, calling on the federal authorities to cease detentions. Activists say ethnic Amharas are being targeted in the mass arrests. My friend who's from Ethiopia, he's Amharic. Anyway, they had to flee during the communist, or his family, or something. They had to deal with the communist revolution in a bad way. Himachal Pradesh, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but heavy rains in India are killing a lot of people. Almost 50 people have died in rain-related incidents in the past 24 hours in the northern state of Himachal Pradesh. In one of the deadliest incidents, at least 9 people died when a temple collapsed in the state's capital of Shimla. Officials fear more people may be still trapped beneath the rubble. The chief minister there said heavy rains triggered landslides and flash floods. Hundreds of roads have been closed and parts of the railway have been washed away. They posted on Twitter about a flash flood and cloudburst, a sudden very heavy rainfall that had occurred in parts of the state in which 14 people died. They also have shared video of the floodwaters in Mandi, where a torrent of water that looks much like a river can be seen moving downhill over main roads and houses. He described the video as disturbing and said that 7 people had been swept away by water. Thousands of tourists visit the hill state of Himachal Pradesh, especially its capital, around the year to enjoy its cool weather and picturesque scenery. So, looking pretty bad there. Oh, I hear some kind of sad vehicle noises. I'm thinking the security guard's gonna cruise by and I'm going 1 or 2 miles an hour soon. We'll see. Anyway, let's check in on Com. See what's happening over there. Oh man, here is nobody. X1 has a lot of blackberries on the fire. Ooh, blackberries on the fire. Death and destruction. Bow, bow. So yeah, lots of death and destruction by flood there in India. In London, it's man against man, or man on man action. That's right. Unfortunately, it's not the good kind of man on man action. 2 men were taken to hospital after being stabbed in a homophobic attack outside a South London nightclub. The pair, one was in their 20s, the other in their 30s, were on Clapham's, clap those hams, were on Clapham High Street at about 10:15 p.m. on Sunday when they were targeted outside the Two Brewers. They were treated in hospital and discharged. Metropolitan Police are searching for a suspect in the attack, which they were treating as homophobic. The drag performer Mary Mack, who was at the Two Brewers on Sunday, tweeted, "It's shocking and disgusting. Then in 2023, this is becoming frightening and more frequent. The team at the Two Brewers are incredible in dealing with this and keeping us inside the venue safe. Glad the victims have been discharged and hope they have loved ones. They are with loved ones now to help." The mayor of London urged witnesses to come forward again on Twitter.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand why so many people use this service. It's like social media is not a public. That is not the way to engage with the public. Anyway, so yeah. Then the rest of the story goes on to talk about all the other people who are using their social media accounts to talk about how bad it is. It is a terrible thing. Russia, Western weapons far from perfect. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said much-hyped Western weapons are far from perfect and praised Russian arms. Ukraine downs three waves of Russian missiles and drones targeting Odessa, according to its army. Ukraine's president has thanked the United States for its decision to send Kyiv a new security assistance valued at $200 million, including air defense munitions, artillery rounds, and additional mine clearing of equipment. So there will be even more work soon with our partners for the sake of defense, he added. So I don't know. I'm not sure how my taste for war has always been low. So this business with Ukraine is kind of frustrating. I don't know. I'm coming to an end of my... I don't know. I'm not sure what to call it. Because it's like, not, I don't want to support Russia. But I do think that it's kind of silly that the world is bankrolling this. Oh, wow. It must be too hot for those guys. They are dead still. Or are they dead? Huh. They're alive. There's a nest here with two, four, like eight wasps on it, but they are not moving. It's 38 degrees outside right now. High of 40 today. So, yeah, that's probably... Anyway, sorry, I just got sidetracked. I was like, hey, wasps, there's some dudes. There's hardly any dudes out here, so it's always fun whenever we get to talk to them. All right, well, what else is happening? More death, more destruction. There was an explosion in Pennsylvania. This is pretty cool. Or pretty bad, I guess, depending on who you talk to. Hey, Largo Rob here. He has... Oh, no. Let's see. LCD just had to restore access to an admin of an application who managed to remove all admin access. Oh, I love it. LCD, you and me, we're in the same boat. I've had to do that before. It's a lot of fun. I like the fact that a lot of our... We give the business teams a lot of control over their applications, and they consistently, like, once they know that they're in control, when they screw it up, it's like, no, you have to officially open a ticket saying, I screwed up. Yep, Jayla Moth knows, people who shouldn't have admin access. Claudio M is finally in his office. Hey, way to go. I'm glad you've got an office. If I had an office, I would probably sleep there. To be totally honest, if I had an office, I probably would live at the office, because I just need a place that I can close and lock the door and sleep for 6 to 8 hours, and I would be here. And the old bad showed up. Anyway, alright. Yeah, Jayla Moth, that counts, I guess. Alright, let's keep on rolling. I'm sorry, I got sidetracked there, because it's easy to get sidetracked. When it's 1921 UTC here on Anon Radio, what's the point? What's the deal? Well, in 9 minutes, the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe starts up. It's a fun show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. So that's right, 1930 UTC. You can set your clock by it. Hey, that's an old Porsche driving by. That's kind of cool. Anyway, 1930 UTC. Set your timers. Happening soon. Synthesizers were the other day, and that was a lot of fun. Anyway, the plum explosion. I don't know why it's called a plum explosion. Let's find out. Two of the victims killed in a horror home explosion in Pennsylvania have now been identified as a shocking video of the blast has come to light. A dad and his son were among five people found dead following the disaster, which unfolded in Plum, Pennsylvania. Okay, it was in the town of Plum. The blast erupted just before 10:30 a.m. in a neighborhood 32 kilometers east of Pittsburgh. Three homes were totally destroyed, with one totally leveled and the other two engulfed in flames. At least a dozen other buildings were damaged. The local police chief said on Sunday that the bodies of four adults and one teenager were found among the rubble. Several other people were also found trapped under the debris, with three people taken to hospital for treatment. Oh, you got a large refrigerator van, truck. All right. Yeah, the refrigerator truck making it to the cafeteria. I like it. I love it when the right truck goes to the right entrance. Anyway, I really don't give a fuck about these people's lives. Just tell me, why did their house blow up? So anyway, this is coming to us from theindependent.co.uk, and they're just describing every person who was killed and what they were... Okay, the cause of the explosion is under investigation by the county fire marshal along with the borough and county law enforcement. So yeah, no telling what's going on. I don't know. It's not that I'm cold-hearted, but hundreds of people die every day and nobody cares. And I really don't care about this guy and his kid. If their house blew up. I want to know why their house blew up, because I want to know if my house can blow up. I think that's the way most people feel. I think that is a phrase that everybody says. I think that's how most people feel. Because you know what? How I feel is how most people feel. That is the logic of the world. I know it's not true. Anyway, in LA, the hotel workers' strike has ignited backlash among academics. Academics are boycotting their annual meeting after they say leadership spurned a union request to move online or cancel. The union representing thousands of hotel workers. This is something that's very frustrating. You may or may not be familiar with. Unions are an enterprise or an organization of workers. Well, once you have the union, now you have to hire people to work for the union to collect dues and distribute benefits and all that other stuff. Well, wouldn't you know it? That means that you have a business. You have to have people that work for the union. So now the union itself can be anti-union. And it's a very weird kind of scenario, which is what's playing out here. The union representing thousands of hotel workers is on strike. And the scientists were supposed to go to downtown Los Angeles for days of paper reviews, networking events, and off-site happy hours. At the American Political Science Association in late August. The city has essentially become a picket line. Thousands of unionized Southern California hotel workers have been on strike, demanding higher wages and better benefits since the beginning of July. They joined Hollywood writers and actors occupying streets in a separate part of the city, many of whom have been striking since May. After the union asked the organization to cancel its event, originally planned for the downtown JW Marriott Los Angeles LA Live, a hotel with its workers on strike, the group executive council voted overwhelmingly 19-4 to keep the convention in LA while moving in-person events to the convention center down the street. Responding to a second letter requesting the move, the group said, "We want to be clear that we are in compliance with this request. We are holding all our events at the LA Convention Center, which does not have a labor dispute." We're in a statement by the organization's presidents. Members of the Political Science Association, including professors, junior faculty, and graduate students and tenured professors, criticized the response. Leaders of the association's Latino caucus said they are withdrawing from this year's annual conference, solidarity with the union and hotel workers. About 1 in 15 of the association's members identify as Latino, whereas around 2 out of 3 identify as non-Hispanic white. So anyway, it's just one of those stories that's like, it's a surprise to me. Oh man, ouch. I keep fucking up my body. I need to work.
I need to move around more. My legs are all messed up now. I came out here because I was late because my feet fell asleep and I jumped up. And as soon as I jumped up, I fell down because my feet just buckled. Well, then I come out here and I kick my foot up and I hyperextended my knee. So I'm just falling apart. Unions fighting unions, it's a disaster. It doesn't look good for those guys. What else? Apparently, a lot of the military in the United States are neo-Nazis, which is not a huge surprise. A lot of police are neo-Nazis, too. It's one of those things that they like to do. A neo-Nazi active club counts several current and former members of the United States military as its members, the Guardian has learned, including a Lance Corporal machine gunner currently in detention on insubordination charges and a former U.S. Marine Corps staff sergeant who was booted from the service for stealing a lot of ammunition. Lance Corporal machine gunner Mohammed Wada and former Marine Corps staff sergeant Gunner Naughton are part of the Clockwork Crew, California's first, quote, active club, according to the group's own internal research records and social media posts. Active clubs are white nationalist and neo-fascist fight clubs that train in combat sports. Oh, wow, they're fight clubs. That's weird. They're a growing concern for U.S. law enforcement. Their recruitment among active and former members of the military underscores both the broadening appeal of the fitness-centric organizing model and the American Armed Services' persistent struggle with extremism in the ranks. So, yeah. Before you thank someone for their service, ask them who they're serving, I guess, is the question there. Officials in Michigan are apologizing. This is just a bunch of cop misbehavior coming up. Michigan officials apologized after wrongly arresting a 12-year-old boy. This story was very frustrating. This kid was just taking out the trash for his parents, and a cop just jumped out and assumed that this, like, kid was an adult. I don't know why, because she's an old white lady, I guess, that's a cop. But anyway, she grabbed him and then demanded ID, but he's a kid. He doesn't have ID. So then she put him in handcuffs, and then his dad comes out and is like, what the heck is going on? And she doesn't want to believe that he's a kid. Anyway, surprise, surprise, Lansing, Michigan rape cops are very racist. In Germany, they're protesting against police racism. And we're out of time. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee, where they don't talk about police brutality.